Skip the ramen noodles. Don't even think about a frozen pizza. It's time to find out where you'll enjoy some drinks and dinner tonight.
Hey, Arizona Guy Fieri here from Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives on the Food Network. I hope you'll be listening to On the Menu Live with the Madman, Matt Russell.
On KNST.
And what a glorious Saturday afternoon it is here, fellow foodies. Thank you so much for listening to the most delicious hour on radio like you do every Saturday at 4 o'clock right here on KNST AM 790. And whether you're listening to us live right now on AM 790, perhaps you're listening to us live streaming on our website on themenulive.com, perhaps you're one of those millions that's listening worldwide on the iHeartRadio Network. We are so glad you're here. This is a special anniversary broadcast, fellow foodies. We are downtown in the heart of all the happiness. And when we think about downtown happiness, you think about the place that opened up their doors for you just 2 years ago, right in the heart of downtown Tucson, on the corner of Congress and Stone. We are live from the Modern Thai Cuisine on Congress and Stone. And folks, get down here now because the anniversary party is just getting underway. Vila Jarrell and all her grandeur has laid out a beautiful cornucopia of goodies. We have complimentary Thai appetizers. We have complimentary Thai exotic beverages that are just screaming to be enjoyed here. So come on down and get in all the action. And speaking of anniversaries, I must tip my hat to my lovely bride of 22 years. Nancy Russell is sitting right here in the house listening to me run my mouth on our anniversary, but we'll have an enjoyable evening tonight, I am sure. But anyway, as we think about who our celebrity co-host is going to be week after week, we think about those that are just on the cutting edge of food news in this community. She's been a part of the food culture in Southern Arizona for many, many years, former features writer with The Star, fellow foodie, and now public affairs coordinator for AAA Arizona. Valerie Vineyard is back. What's up, Val?
Nothing much. How are you doing?
Nothing much. I mean, come on. Just keeping up with you is a challenge.
I know. I do. I still, even though I'm not a food critic anymore, I do manage to eat out every single meal, hence my size 12 body. But
now, let me ask you this. Okay, so you were, let me just say, I'll testify, you were my favorite food writer in this community. I love the way you approached the poetry of food, and I felt so bad for the people that were not on the kind end of your critiques. Thank goodness Vila Jarrell and V Modern Thai always set the bar as high as possible according to your palate. But do you ever get this temptation to start writing again when you have a great culinary experience like ones that we have here at V all the time? Do you ever sort of miss those days where you want to capture it all in words?
Yeah, I definitely do. But the cool thing about today now is everyone thinks they're a food critic and they can go online and, you know, there's Yelp and TripAdvisor and all those other different online sites you can do. So you can vent there or praise. I also am a big fan of letters, actually mailing letters to people.
What's that?
I know,
what's,
I know.
Okay, what's mail? What's that word you keep using?
Yeah, you can tell I'm in my 40s. But, yeah, I do. And I think they're really effective because so few people do it nowadays that when you do send a letter and they receive it, they usually call you back. Well, unless it's a negative one, and then they don't always
pay attention.
And they
don't always do that.
Yeah.
And I'm fascinated every time, and I'm guilty of this myself, because, you know, I'm a foodie to the bone, just like you are. Mm-hmm. And when I have a great culinary experience when I'm out, the first thing I do is whip out my iPhone, and I'm taking a picture of the food. Mm-hmm. Now you can't go out to a restaurant now and not see people doing the same thing. I mean,
right.
Do you get captivated by that yourself?
Yeah. You know, until I started my new job with AAA Arizona, I didn't have a smartphone. I was one of those people stuck in the 90s. And so now I do have a smartphone and I have the ability to take pictures and transmit them. So it is pretty cool.
That's great. So, you know, you say you're still eating out regularly.
Mm-hmm.
What has been fascinating you on the local culinary cocktail wine spirit scene? I mean, there's so much happening here in Tucson.
Right. Well, you can't go wrong going downtown nowadays. I mean, a few years ago, I used to write a yearly issue on all the downtown restaurants in Tucson. And back then, there were 50. And now there's probably even more.
Right.
And we're getting all these big names in and stuff. I mean, I really like going downtown. There are some other ones, like off in the kind of wilderness. I really like Kalina. It's a Russian restaurant that
way
opened in December. Yeah.
Yeah, I've heard good things.
It's, I think it's 8965 East Tankaverde. I'm kind of Rain Man about addresses. But it's a BYOB place, which is, of course, my favorite. And then you can, you know, no corking fee. And they have Russian food. And, you know, Russian food is Russian food, but it's legit.
So probably the best borscht in all of Tucson.
Right. And the owner slash chef is named Natasha, which you can't go wrong.
I mean, that's believable right there.
Yeah.
Well, you know, you mentioned downtown. And, you know, one of the things, and I don't know if it's just kind of a coincidence, but the minute that Vila Jarrell committed to the move downtown and put together, I think, one of the most incredible spaces for a great culinary atmosphere. Everyone followed Vila downtown, and now there's a different restaurant opening up here every day, practically.
I know.
It's... You know, as says Vila, so says the world. I don't know. Just made that up.
Very nice.
So anyway, AAA Arizona. Okay, so interesting, you know, migration over from the food world to safe driving practices.
Yes.
What's going on over at AAA?
Well, you know, we've got a lot going on. We've got our summer travel tips that we're letting or we're releasing every week. We have Tipsy Toe coming up. We do about 10 Tipsy Toes a year. That's for people who maybe indulge a little too much over different holidays. And AAA offers a free tow for you, one passenger, and your vehicle up to 10 miles.
Wow.
Not to another bar, of course, to your house or to a hotel that you're planning on staying at or that you're staying at. And so that'll be going Memorial Day, which is Sunday, from 6 p.m. until 6 a.m. Monday, the next day.
And is there a number to call for people to keep kind of in the back pocket?
1-800-AAA-HELP.
1-800-AAA-HELP. Now, you're a student of vocabulary, and you love words, and you love, you know, how to put them all together and make them sound so great. Tipsy Toe, that had to be yours.
Oh,
pal.
No. I know. It's a good one. But, yeah, I try to make my press releases now sing with their headlines.
Now you're on the other side,
yes,
right?
Yes.
You know, speaking of you know, celebrity co-hosts, you know, there's a lot of celebrities that are going to be in here this evening. In fact, one just stuck his head right in here into the private dining room. I understand that Jim Davis from this great band called The Usual Suspects is going to start rocking the house here at V Modern Thai every other Sunday, starting on May, I think, the 26th. So this is very exciting. I mean, if you've ever heard The Usual Suspects play, wherever Jim Davis starts and starts, you know, cranking out some of this great classic rock. I mean, what a great backdrop. V is for that kind of music. Mm-hmm. You ever heard The Usual Suspects?
Yes, I have. I like the local music here in town.
And you know what? And that's what Vila represents, I think, as a core value.
Right.
It's local. It's supporting local and manifesting local when it comes to the kinds of ingredients used. You know, certainly she imports you know, some of the great, you know, spices and herbs from Thailand, because authenticity is at the heart of what she does down here, but it's all about supporting local and saying, you know, if you've got discretionary dollars to go out and eat, your first inclination should be to support the hard-working men and women that make people happy and make palates happy and stomachs happy. And I think Vila is a manifestation.
Exactly.
Of that. We absolutely love it. So, all right, so you're a wine girl.
Yes.
Right? What's the big wine? What are you going to be drinking tonight? I mean, when Val Vineyard – now, I mean, we can't continue on without noting the remarkable coincidence. I wish I was the first person to point that out. But when Val Vineyard is going to be popping open a bottle of wine tonight, what knowing the mood and the weather and the sort of the things you got going on, what's the wine tonight?
Well, I'm a big fan now because it's getting so hot. I'm a big fan of interesting, or as I call them, weird white grapes. And that might be anything from Albarino or Albarino to Verdejo to Vermentino.
Nice.
Pretty much anything that you don't, it's not an automatic Chardonnay or Pinot Grigio.
Yeah, that's perfect. And
yeah.
You know, Rita Conley with the Tucson Weekly, one of our recurring celebrity co-hosts, you just went down her profile of varietal. She just loves what you're drinking. So, you know, foodies all around are just loving these grapes. Absolutely dig it. So we're going to take a quick commercial break and thank a couple of sponsors. And when we come back, we're going to be talking to Chef Redmond himself, Vila Jarrell herself, to find out what it is about this place that has this entire town all abuzz. You're listening to Matt Russell on the menu live on KNST. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
How's it going, Tucson? Jeff Harrow here from the Sandwich King on the Food Network. Thanks for listening to On the Menu Live with my buddy Matt Russell.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. This is Matt Russell broadcasting deep in the heart of happiness downtown at V Modern Thai Cuisine on Congress and Stone, kicking it up with my celebrity co-host for the full hour, fellow foodie and public affairs coordinator for AAA Arizona, Val Vineyard is back. I mean, is this just as uncontrollable fun?
It is.
This is what it's all about.
I really miss writing about food and talking about food, so thank you for inviting me.
Well, speaking of uncontrollable fun, our next guest is a star among our listeners, and it has been so long since we've had her on the show. We wanted to just kind of check in with her again to find out what is going on in the world of retail wine. She sets the bar so high, it is our wine retailer of choice from Catavinos Wine Shop and Tasting Room, the lovely Yvonne Fouché. What's going on, girlfriend?
Hey, Matt, how are you doing? Are we
Hello,
on?
Hello, Yvonne.
Can you hear me?
Oh, I can hear you now. How you doing?
Oh, hey, I'm doing great. How are you doing?
It's been a long time since we've heard your voice, and I wanted to have you back on the show and find out what you've been up to. So you're smack dab in the middle of one of your themed tastings today, right?
That's right. We're doing, you know, Matt, you know that my tastings are all about my customers, and once again this year it's my weekend, my birthday weekend, so unfortunately it's all about me, and everybody's always asking me what are my favorite wines. Well, you want to find out what I drink? That's what we're pouring this weekend.
I love it. And let me just remind our listeners, for those that may not know, Yvonne Fouché hosts this wonderful place called Catavinos Wine Shop and Tasting Room over on Alvernon, just south of Fort Lowell. And she stocks more than 350 premium wines from all over the world. And listen, fellow foodies, there is not one bottle. In fact, I challenge you to find a bottle in that entire store that is over $15. Now, you got to tell me, Yvonne, it's been a long time since I've talked to you. Are you still holding that tradition high?
Oh, yeah. Oh, without a doubt. You know what? It's kind of like computers. There are so many great wines out there at such value prices. What you have to do is you just have to find them. So, as you well know, we found that we reject 40 to 50 wines for every one we bring in, but there are definitely values out there, and we pick them out. And my
customers
seem to like them as
well. Yeah, and what I love that we do Thursday,
well.
Friday. Yeah, exactly. At every Thursday, Friday, and Saturday from 4 to 8, there's this great wine tasting encounter that you provided for all of your guests. They can come in and taste kind of a flight of world-class wines with some little nibbles and bites in between. And that tasting, I think, is only $10, Yvonne. And if you buy a bottle of wine there at the store and take it on home with you, you're going to cut that price down to $8 for that tasting?
That's right. We give you a $2 discount. And
man,
if you buy a case, you get your tasting free.
Okay, and now that's how Val Vineyard rolls. You know, she buys wine by the case, Yvonne.
You know, it's my name. I've got to do it.
Val Vineyard, she's got it. She's got to hold it up.
Val, it's been a long time since I've seen you as well.
I know. I need to come by. I promise I'll be there soon. I love your tastings.
Oh, good. Yeah, we miss having you around.
So you've got a tasting that's going on right now. If any of our listeners can get over there before your tasting ends at 8 o'clock, what kind of wines are you pouring tonight?
Oh, man. I'll tell you. We're starting with this wonderful Vino Verde by So Grape Winery. And this is the perfect summer wine. We're moving into summer, and it's so light and refreshing. It's got a little bit of spritz on it, so this is the perfect summer wine. Then we're moving into a Torrontes. And Valerie was talking about that she likes some of those varietals that maybe people aren't as aware of. And we actually put them out there. So this Torrontes is another varietal that a lot of people are not aware of, but man, is it gorgeous out of Mendoza, Argentina. So those are my two whites. Then we're moving to the Arnel Carmenere, which is out of Chile, and this one, you know, it's got some black fruits. It's got that little bit of earthiness and dry. It's a beautiful old-world style Carmenere. Then we're moving to a Claret out of California, and this has everything but the kitchen sink in it. It's got Merlot. It's got Cab. It's got Cab Franc. It's got Petit Verdot, Malbec, Syrah. Oh, yeah, miscellaneous grapes. There's a little bit of the kitchen sink.
That sounds like my kind of wine, Yvonne.
Oh, it's wonderful. It really is. And that is complex. See, I've kind of moved to where I adore the blends because they're so complex. They just dance and move through your mouth. It's wonderful.
I love it when things move through my mouth, Yvonne. I mean, that's just amazing.
You
just teed it right up for me. This is a family show. Let me just record me. I've lost my notes. But anyway, so we love this this wonderful theme that you put together. We love the atmosphere, this sort of Northern California wine country atmosphere in your tasting room, which I want all of our fellow foodies that are listening now to know that they can rent the place out. They can structure a beautiful event out on the patio. Now, we're going to be looking at Memorial Day here right around the corner, and something tells me next week you've got a Memorial Day barbecue theme happening for your tasting.
That's right. As you well know, what we try and do is we try and match the theme with whatever's going on in the world. And so next week, it's the weekend of barbecue, so you need to pick out your wine before the barbecue. What's going to go perfect with whatever's going to be on the grill? Those are the wines where we're going to be serving up. So we're going to have some Zins and some Syrahs, and we'll have the cat or the a Chardonnay in there. We'll just be mixing it up all weekend, and all things that'll go beautiful with whatever it is you're going to put on the grill.
That sounds absolutely delicious. Again, that's next Thursday, Friday, and Saturday from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. That's where we get our wine. That's where we want all of our listeners to get their wine. Yvonne, we've got about another 30 seconds left. Make sure that all of our listeners know exactly where Catavinos Wine Shop and Tasting Room is located.
Well, Matt, we are one block south of Fort Lowell on Alvernon on the west side of the road. We're kind of tucked back a little bit. People are surprised. It looks like a small building, and it's kind of hidden, but once they get in, they're surprised at how large it is. So it's very easy to find, just one block south of Fort Lowell. And you can always call me, and I'll guide you in when you're, you know, and if you have one of those TomToms or GPS systems, when it gets to the shop, it'll say Catavinos. So don't let that confuse you.
You're always very good about guiding people in. Sometimes I'm very difficult to guide out, but that's exactly how I roll.
Well,
anyway, Yvonne Fouché.
That's where your wife. She's very handy there.
Yeah, we all love Nancy.
That's
anyway,
right.
Thank you so much for everything you do in this community, and we'll catch up with you real soon, girl. Thanks.
Thank you, Matt. You and Valerie enjoy.
Bye, Yvonne.
Bye now.
Oh, having a great time. Yvonne Fouché always, you know, pouring some beautiful wines, and I really like the atmosphere over there.
She actually introduced me to a weird white grape called Peak Pool.
What?
P-I-C-P-O-U-L. And I'd never had it before, and I was having a party, and I went to her place, and I bought a bunch of wine.
Oh, that's great. That's great. Well, you know, we're wanting to talk about authentic Thai. We want to talk about cocktails. We want to talk about cuisine. We want to talk about Chef Redmond, who is, you know, on his way. I mean, I always thought he's a culinary star, but he is on his way to becoming a real culinary star because he's actually one of the finalists to compete in the Iron Chef Tucson competition. And, I wonder if maybe Nancy can go see if Chef Redmond is around because he needs to be sitting down with us right now. You can't miss him. How do we even begin to describe Chef Redmond, Val?
Well, Chef Redmond is quite the culinary master. I actually voted for him to go against Ryan Clark. Sorry, there's two, you know, Ryans.
Right, right.
And hopefully he'll win the competition and be able to show his stuff. He's really, really good at Asian food, especially, obviously, being a Thai restaurant. But he's just overall a well-rounded chef, I think.
I think when you say well-rounded chef, you're absolutely spot on because everybody knows Chef Redmond here at V Modern Thai as, really creating a moment of authenticity in Thai cuisine, but also do with sort of that unique, that V kind of modern twist. Mm-hmm. And so I've always been captivated by what he's doing in the kitchen in a Thai sense. But if you come out here during the week on for lunch, you know, you can't find curry. You can't find pad Thai. You can't find pad see ew. You're going to find something called Seattle Pop-Up Barbecue. Chef Redmond, what's going on, my brother?
Not much. That's a good man.
Great. So there is so much to talk to you about. You know, this is only a one-hour show. I want all of our listeners to demand from KNST that we get another hour. How's that, Steve? Does that work? All right. So anyway, they say, yeah, okay, we'll show you the money. But anyway, Chef Redmond, I am a huge fan. Val's a huge fan of everything you've done down
you so
here
much.
With Authentic Thai Cuisine. And we're going to be talking with you during the second half of the show about what Thai cuisine is all about with sort of that Redmond twist. But we talked about barbecue. We talked about Seattle. What in the world is going on here at V during the lunchtime during the week?
I have no idea.
See, it's all part of the secret.
Yes.
It's all part of the
secret.
It is
pretty secretive, actually. So Seattle style barbecue, it's just what I missed from home, basically. I don't know. When I worked at Amazon.com in downtown Seattle, I used to go to this place called Hole in the Wall Barbecue. And he did everything with coffee. He'd open up. When it sold out, it sold out. Oftentimes, I'd walk all the way over there in the rain, and it'd be gone. But, you know, it didn't deter anybody because they'd always go back for more. Is that good?
And so that's what you have sort of you. It's a manifestation of Seattle barbecue right here in Tucson by the man who is most uniquely credentialed to do it than anybody else because you hail from Seattle.
I do.
And so I remember talking to you for a column I wrote about Pop-Up, and I said, you know, what was the one thing that you really missed about the Northwest, about Seattle? And you said, it was the barbecue.
Yeah.
And I said, well, you know, we're surrounded by great barbecue here in Tucson. What in the world does Seattle have to do with barbecue, and what's the secret?
Well, nobody really associates Seattle with barbecue, but the secret is, I think it might be the applewood.
Yeah, right on.
And the coffee.
Yeah.
We cut our sauce with coffee and put coffee in the rub, and, I mean, it's very subtle, But at the same time, it's, you know, makes it unique.
That's the secret ingredient.
Yes.
I mean, there it is. We're going to talk about secret ingredients in a second.
Okay.
Because you might be hearing secret ingredient a lot in your future. But anyway, coffee in the rub, coffee in the sauce, smoked with the apple, you know, the apple wood, which is really at the core of what Seattle culinary experience is all about.
Right.
And you've done that right here. So you're doing ribs, you're doing chicken, are you doing the full barbecue range?
Pulled pork, ribs, chicken. We mix it up sometimes. We really don't have a menu.
Yeah, see, that's what we love about Redmond, right? That's how Chef rolls. So anyway.
Shooting from the hip.
Well, look, you got something coming up here pretty soon. You know, the Iron Chef Tucson competition is going to be happening soon. And, you know, Val Vineyard also.
She voted for me.
She voted for you. Mm-hmm. She is here to tell everybody, if you want to see a true culinary artist do some things that you probably have never seen done before a live studio audience, you need to vote for Chef Redmond Jarrell here at V Modern Thai. So what's going on with Iron Chef? How in the world did you – I mean, you're in a very good company, Chef, the finalists. Now, how did all that come about?
They just approached me, and I said,
"Surprise, surprise!"
Yes, and I said,
"He's humble. Listen to him. He just sort of approached me."
I said, "All right. I mean, I like to keep to myself. I'm not a showboater or anything like that."
Right, right.
And actually, if I make it to the point where I'm actually taking on Brian, it's going to be a mess.
Yeah. So you got one. How do people vote? Let's just make sure that we get this in our broadcast. So if you want to look at all the contenders to go up against Iron Chef Ryan Clark at the Lodge on the Desert, you're going to be able to see pictures and read bios. Mm-hmm. How do they get to that information online?
I believe it's just IronChefTucson.com.
IronChefTucson.com. Yeah. Or a simple Google to that effect will probably lead you to the ballot, and people can vote for you.
Yes.
To go up against Iron Chef Ryan Clark, and whoever gets the most votes is going to win.
Exactly.
And, man, oh, man, I mean, a Val Vineyard is behind you, Chef. I mean, I think I like your chances.
Pretty good. But the bad thing is that the picture I sent in with me in the stocking cap and the Nirvana shirt, that's a picture with me and Jeff Bridges. So I wish they would have left Jeff Bridges in the picture.
It would have given you some street cred.
Yeah, exactly. So me and the dude.
How did that happen?
He was playing at the Fox.
Right.
And so.
And he heard Redmond is rocking.
He's a band star. He's a musical genius also.
The concert was great.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, right. Yeah. So you got this great photo of you and the dude. But anyway, so you don't have to imagine that Jeff Bridges is there in that photo. So go IronChefTucson.com. Make sure that you look at all the contenders, and whoever reaches out to you and says yes in the way you want it to, vote for them. A lot of big fans out here voting for Chef Redmond here at V Modern Thai. And if you win, you go up against Chef Ryan Clark, and you have 1 hour to create a 4 or 5 course meal with one secret ingredient. Now, as you're thinking about doing this, and let's just say you win, which is very likely, sir, what is the one secret ingredient that you think, if it's announced, you're going to take this thing? What's the one thing that they unveil that you have to incorporate in each and every dish?
Steak.
What's the worst secret ingredient?
Octopus.
Well, let's hope octopus is not the secret ingredient, because it's got to be represented in every single dish.
Right, and it takes over an hour to cook. So.
Exactly, and you need more. You need
more time.
You got to do it in and out.
More time.
So, how do you mentally prepare? I mean, you know, you're going to have a lot of people coming out here, you know, voting for you to go up against Iron Chef Ryan Clark. How do you prepare for this sort of big moment if you ultimately get the nod? Or are you just going to be, you know, Mr. Redmond and say, you know, hey, I just go with the punches. I just go with the spirit, right?
I've thought about it, and I really have no idea. So I just go with my philosophy, you know, shoot from the hip with accuracy.
Nice. Shoot from the hip with accuracy.
Yes.
I cannot believe it's been 2 years since you brought V downtown. What's that been like for the last 2 years? I mean, this place has really responded, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's been tough. It's up and down. I mean, if you want to go into the restaurant business, don't do it.
Don't do it. Yeah.
It's really hard. It's hard work.
Yeah.
Especially with the construction down here. I mean, you know,
But the end is in sight. I mean, right? I mean, there's light at the end of the tunnel.
There is, finally.
I mean, you can see the vision, finally, after years of doing all this. And, you know, the streetcar and all this thing. I mean, and as we just celebrated when you guys made the decision to come down here because you guys were pioneers, really, in your own right, to begin to say yes to downtown. And as we said in the earlier segment, the moment you guys said yes, people started following you.
Right.
Ever the trendsetter.
But we should have followed them.
Anyway, Chef Redman, we're going to be catching up with you in the second half of the show. We're going to have a chance to nibble around some of these appetizers, some of these great signature dishes that you've created right here at V Modern Thai. Again, fellow foodies, the two-year anniversary for V Downtown is going off with all kinds of fun. We got complimentary appetizers, complimentary exotic beverages, and it's all waiting here for you on Congress and Stone. We're going to take a quick commercial break and thank a couple of sponsors. You're listening to On the Menu Live on KNST. Don't go away.
Spice up your Saturday night. He'll tell you where to have fun tonight. On the Menu with Matt Russell is on KNST.
Welcome back to On the Menu Live. This is Matt Russell broadcasting live from V Modern Thai on the corner of Congress and Stone, right in the heart of downtown Tucson, having a great wonderful happy hour moment and an anniversary party. This is the second anniversary that Vila Jarrell picked up and moved downtown. And as we said, everybody followed her because she's always had a vision. She's always had this passion. And when you think about how can you have vision and passion and run a restaurant at the same time, well, this is exactly what we're talking about. Val Vineyard with AAA Arizona, who has seen fit to take an hour out of her busy schedule to eat and drink with us. Twist your arm, right, Val?
Right.
Okay, so we're going to be bringing Vila herself on to talk to us a little bit about some of the cocktails that they are featuring here on their special anniversary evening and some wonderful things that Chef Redman has brought out for us to enjoy. And frankly, every time Vila sits down, first of all, I'm just captivated by her presence. There are a few people that can render me speechless in this community, and it is an honor and a privilege indeed to say hello to my very good friend Vila Jarrell. Vila, I mean, I don't know how you do it.
You're amazing.
I don't know how you do it. I mean, for you every day to come into this restaurant and sparkle in the way that chef's food sparkles and the energy and the vibe and the art that's represented on virtually every single wall down here in this vibe that you've created, and you've made a cocktail called a zombie. I mean, you're unstoppable.
That's thanks to our great bartender Bob there. That's his pineapple zombie, and of course we have another one coming up soon.
Something follows the zombie.
Exactly.
Oh boy,
fresh
tipsy
baby
toe.
Coconuts.
Is that what we say at AAA?
Yes.
So when we're talking about exotic beverages here at V Modern Thai, you're not cutting any corners.
No.
I mean, because I am staring down a half of a pineapple.
Absolutely fresh pineapple. Mm. Yeah, Carval drinks you drink from it, and same thing with the fresh baby coconut.
Baby coconut, right.
That you'll be getting in a second here.
And I want to talk to you about that because I heard Bob was doing some crazy things with baby coconut. And I've never heard of, I mean, obviously coconut, you know, a mainstay in traditional Thai cuisine.
Right.
But I want to find out a little bit later what it is about the baby coconut that seems to be better than the big coconut.
Well, you know what's really neat about young coconut? And this is something that people don't know about, some knows, especially with fresh coconut juice, especially here in Tucson. The fresh coconut juice from a nutritional standpoint has 15 times electrolyte replenishment than water. So when you live in the desert, this fresh baby coconut juice is what you want to drink. Of course, we want to have some fun with our drink. So we do fresh coconut, and Bob adds his alcohol, you know, combinations to make it
there goes Bob
delicious. That's what he comes up with. So I tell him that, you know, this is what we drink in Thailand because it's beautiful over there, tropical. Do something with a twist. So
I love it.
Modern Thai with a twist.
We're actually good. Did you beat me to a taste of Vineyard?
I plead the fifth.
You plead the fifth. She ain't talking. I'm going to enjoy this. Now, this is called a pineapple zombie.
Exactly.
Now, is this drink, does this actually have the alcohol that you spoke about so lovingly?
This one does,
This
yes.
one has the alcohol.
For you, it does.
And may God bless you. There we go. Oh, and yes, it does. Oh, that's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the first thing I look for in a cocktail, in an exotic cocktail like this, when it's encased this pineapple, fresh fruit, it's the vibrant colors, the first thing I'm going to think of is the pineapple is going to be overwhelmed by the spirit.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
I'm often overwhelmed by the spirit myself. but I can actually taste the fresh pineapple in this beverage. So I don't know, are you using some rum in there?
Yes. He muddles the pineapple.
Okay. So there it is.
Yeah.
He muddles the
fresh
pineapple.
Yeah.
Along with his
grape
rum.
I'm giving his secret away. He's going to kill me. I can't do that. That's so, bartender's signature, you know?
And let me just say, it is an aptly named beverage. This is the zombie.
Yep.
Val, you know, talk to me about this beverage. I mean, I know you're a wine girl.
Right.
And I know your last name's not Zombie. not yet, anyway. It's still early.
Right.
It's only 4:37. Right. But anyway.
I bet after a few of those, though, all of our last names will be Zombie.
I mean, yeah, four or five of these out on the beautiful patio of V Modern
Time. Right, right.
I mean, follow the V. That's all you got to do. You look for the V. You can smell. You can sense. You can feel. You can embrace. You can appreciate. And I'm doing all of those in this glorious cocktail.
Mm-hmm.
So the Zombie. We want everybody to come down here and share a pineapple encounter with us. This is kind of how you do things down here at V.
Exactly. We believe in being always progressive and set the trend rather than following the trend.
Right.
And that's what we challenge our employees and our staff. And you know, Chef is so funny because he gets bored so easily. So I think that's why you're seeing the 8 years in Tucson now, and you're really seeing almost the masterpiece. We're almost there, you know. And, of course, this construction delayed a couple of the things that we want to do. But this location for us is a dream come true for me as far as the passion and the vision it's concerned with being called, you know, cultural ambassador to Thailand and this providing this beautiful, exotic, you know, Thai food, healthy and delicious for our Tucsonans to come down and really have a try at our food. I mean, a slice of Bangkok in the heart of downtown Tucson and with a twist. I mean, I tell you, you know, Matt, you and I celebrating your 22nd anniversary, Chef and I have been together literally over 20-some years, we just celebrated, I think, our 17. See, I can't even remember.
You ask my wife, and she'll tell you 23.
Right, being married. So I just remember, you know, back in the days when we first met and him being put through the ringers with my family in terms of our food and our dishes.
Torture.
And I'm telling you.
I can imagine.
And I'm telling you, and it was such a nice surprise. In 8 years in Tucson, my baby brother came and visited me this week. I mean, just to see how things have materialized in terms of the vision that I have implemented in Tucson. The vision of what I foresee for Tucson being a culinary diversity in addition to the downtown revitalization of downtown Tucson. And being a part of that, you know, fine Thai cuisine, fine Mexican cuisine, and sushi. And I hope Indian will come down here, and I hope Vietnamese will come down here. You know, all these diversity to bring what a great city Tucson could become and will become.
I'm so
excited about that, and I want to see us prosper and move forward. And Chef has signaled me to shut up. So
no, I was just going to say that. In the Daily Star, they've been talking about the San Francisco Chronicle saying that Tucson's like Portland.
Yeah, I mean,
and how cool we are.
Yeah, I mean, for the our food and travel writer and San Francisco, right, to write about the hip atmosphere from a culinary perspective that Tucson has become.
Right.
I mean, and we knew it, Vila, just like you said, we knew it, and we're not quite there yet. Sign is there.
The sign is there.
The spirit is there, and we're going to get there. And then you're going to need a passport to eat downtown.
Absolutely.
I mean, to go from country to country. I love what you say about sort of this whole encounter because, you know, many, many Thai restaurants. And, you know, we celebrate everybody that sort of has the commitment to do Thai sort of the right way. But you want to go so far beyond that. I mean, talk about this this multi-dimensional experience that you're going to get when you walk into this great space. If anybody has never been to Thailand, and wants to kind of know what it's all about, go onto our Facebook page right now, facebook.com/onthemenulive. I posted up a little slideshow of some authentic Thai music and some Thai imagery. And every time I come into V Modern Thai, I live in Thailand. I've never been there. Talk a little bit about that.
See, that's the thing about Thailand. You know, I talk about our country a lot because it is a beautiful country. And the flight from here to Tucson is 22, 23-hour flight. I mean, literally, you lose a day and you gain a day. And because it's so far away and the country is very small, it's the size of California. And the thing that people don't understand about my country is that Thailand has never been colonized by any European or Asian countries. We have always been independent. And it's kind of like a country that's known as the Sweden or the Swiss of Asia or whatever. Right. Our Bangkok City is known as the Venice of the East. And it truly is like that. If you have not been there, I challenge you to put it on a bucket list to go and travel there. Our restaurant here at the heart of downtown Tucson, I say it is a slice of Bangkok in the heart of downtown Tucson. It's exactly that. If you go to Bangkok, every nook and cranny and alley is being utilized for space because we have over 16 million in population in Bangkok.
Wow.
We're not talking a million Tucson. So there you have expats from Russia, Australia, New Zealand that are vacationing, living, habitating this beautiful, diverse city. And all the food, all the culinary experiences you'll see is exactly what you'll see at our restaurant. And that's what I tried to implement. You know, my last travel trip as a part of the Amazing Taste of Thailand tour, honored by the Thai government selecting us to represent the state of Arizona, I traveled there for 20-some days with all the fine chefs and business owners around the world. This grand celebration, paid for courtesy of the Thai government.
Beautiful.
And I had the most amazing time traveling to Thailand as a tourist. I mean, it's such a beautiful country. And the vision that I foresee is bringing that same beautiful spirit of Thailand, the land of the smile, here to Tucson. And I am thoroughly grateful and thankful that this space lends itself to the vision. You know, we talk about community service, we talk about what it is to be a part of, lending that passion of what we share about our country, our food. We share the same with the arts community here. I'm a huge patron of the art, and I really want to give a shout out to the people for 8 years in Tucson that has helped build our business. Well, actually, I want to say personal thank you to Valerie Vineyard, the first person to write about us in 2006. In fact, her article is on our wall, and it's people like Valerie.
Forever enshrined.
Forever enshrined.
Thank you, thank you.
And, of course, yourself too, Matt. Being a big fan, I'm a big fan of yours too, but you already know that. But John and Joe Benedict, the brothers that put the sculptures and the beautiful art here at our restaurant, you know, we do an art exhibition here. We support local musicians. And, you know, going through the recession now in Tucson, thank goodness these musicians are flexible.
Amen.
And hallelujah them, you know.
Exactly.
Without the support of the community, Matt, I think that it's really, really tough. And I am wholeheartedly believe that community restaurants and businesses, we are thoroughly, intricately linked. The success of our businesses is linked to our community and the support.
Wow.
And I urge everyone to continue to support all the patrons and the businesses downtown, especially all the restaurants and retailers that are struggling. And I get these phone calls, and it just breaks my heart. I don't want to see chains here.
Yeah, no, we certainly don't want to do that. And you know, you talk about the community. I think you can get the entire community on your patio all at one time.
Absolutely.
I mean, I think every single resident of Southern Arizona can find a place on your patio and still have room to run around. You have, and I've said it before, and I'm going to keep saying it again, I think the best patio atmosphere of any restaurant, lounge, bar in all of Arizona. And I mean that sincerely. I have had so much fun on your patio. And you've got this kind of fun thing going on your patio.
Yes.
Where you will purchase a drink for the first person that can actually come out to your patio and do what?
find nine Buddhas.
In fact, Buddhas.
Yes, I think when we first opened, we challenged, Taya wrote the article, and we challenged him, find nine Buddhas, and the drink is on Vila.
Okay, and how many Buddhas has the no one's ever found all nine.
No.
How many has someone found that?
Actually, a young man from Texas who followed us, his name is Tuan Do. He's a total huge foodie, but he is a salesman for Raytheon, and he traveled here from Texas on a regular basis. And every time he comes here, we are his stopping ground. So he found eight.
Oh, he found eight.
Eight, yeah.
So there's one. Now, has anybody found the one that he missed?
No.
Oh, so the one that he missed is hiding from everybody.
Actually, no, it's very visible.
Oh, she got a little tease. Okay, I want a drink. I want a free drink. I'm going to find that Buddha.
What if you BYOB, bring your own Buddha? That'd be cool.
That's awesome.
I found it.
Yeah. You have to break nine.
Exactly. Okay, let's do a little tasting here. So this is an example of the kinds of appetizers that you put out for us to enjoy. Give us an idea of what we have before us.
We have, we're launching, obviously, getting into the summer season. So nice and light food. This is what we call our street food. So what you're having now, the chicken satay, I had our sous chef, Alan, wonderful, bless his heart, marinate our chicken last night in lemongrass. I hope you can taste that.
Oh, right away.
Yep, wonderful lemongrass seasoning.
That's absolutely perfect.
Mm-hmm. And then we grill it, and of course, our signature peanut sauce to top it off. And that's what you're eating now, tender chicken breast marinated overnight. The key thing for food is to let it sit and simmer, right? Slow,
exactly.
slow.
And bring out what the food's intention, really.
Exactly.
And not to do so many things to the food. I mean, that's what
right.
I love about Redden. He
Simplicity.
Takes the classic preparation with that sort of little twist, and he's not talking. He's not talking about the secrets of the twist.
No.
But anyway, that's what I love about V. And so this wonderful grilled chicken, you know why we know it's grilled, Val Vineyard? Because you can see that it's grilled.
Grill mark.
And you can taste the grill, and that lemongrass comes right out at the very beginning, and then you got that smooth, creamy, cool sort of peanut dressing on the end, which just really completes the experience.
Right. Nice and light. So, you know, that's what we're
Beautiful.
Focusing on. And then the other three rolls, those are our fresh summer rolls, and it's rolled with rice paper wrap, organic mixed greens. We do ahi to top it off, or what you're going to put in your mouth is ahi with green papaya salad. Green papaya salad in Thailand, as is with the satay, is street food. Basically, you can eat that all throughout the day. I mentioned this before. In our culture, when it comes to eating, we don't have breakfast, lunch, or dinner. It's one word, eat rice. That's it. It's, you eat all throughout the day, and we eat like a siesta. We eat for 2-3 hours, you know. All the fresh herbs and vegetables are all set out, the noodles, the rice, and everything else, and you just pick what you want to eat,
and that's the beauty of it.
And
you can eat with intention, mm-hmm. and you can eat in a healthy way, like that roll that we had, I mean, the fresh snap of that cilantro
mm-hmm.
with the wonderful vegetables in the rice paper, it's absolutely beautiful and healthy, and you can eat and feel good about yourself.
Absolutely.
Without sacrificing taste.
Absolutely, and that's the key purpose, eating with intent, you know. One of the things I think about our dining experience in the current trend is that people tweet, people don't take the time to really enjoy food. People don't take the time to enjoy slow food.
Right.
And here at our restaurant, we emphasize slow food.
Good.
If you come here, if you're in a rush, we're going to have some tough time.
Right.
We ask you to go to McDonald's next door or Subway, you know, because here we want your dining experience to be a true dining experience, to sit yourself down, enjoy the food for an hour to an hour and a half. Don't rush it, you know. Food is an art. Your body is a soul to the higher temple. You need to feed it and nurture it, you know.
Beautiful. Well,
you got to do that.
I tell you what, there's a lot of our listeners right now that want to enter the temple that you so beautifully spoke about. And this is the time now where we want to make sure that all of our listeners get the understand loud and clear that Vila Jarrell herself is going to give you a gift card to come experience the flavors of Thailand unlike you're going to find anywhere in the galaxy, frankly, and do it without leaving Tucson. And we're going to do a trivia question, and whoever calls in with the right answer, the first person with the right answer, is going to be your guest to come in and experience what V is all about. So, Vila, what's the trivia question of the week?
All right. Well, you know, my favorite musician or well, Elvis Presley is my favorite musician, one of, and of course Frank Sinatra is the other one. So the trivial question is, when did the King of Thailand and Elvis Presley met? What year?
They actually met.
Yes.
The King of Thailand,
yes,
and Elvis Presley met, and we want to know what year they met.
Correct. I don't think it was 2012.
Great question. Well, if you have a couple more of these zombies, that would be my answer. Anyway, the number to call right now is 880-KNST, 880-5678 for a chance to win a gift card to experience V Modern Thai for yourself. Good luck. We'll be right back.
Do you realize how many fantastic restaurants are in Tucson? He's your cheat sheet. On the Menu with Matt Russell is on KNST.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It's Matt Russell broadcasting live from V Modern Thai. And fellow foodies, you're in for a treat if you can come out here and enjoy all the wonderful flavors of Thailand, these wonderful Thai appetizers that are complimentary during the show with some wonderful exotic beverages. We're going to actually taste this wonderful baby coconut cocktail for ourselves to see if it lives up to the very bold claims of Vila Jarrell herself. But we've got a full board of callers that think they know the answer to the question. Again, the trivia question is, what year did the King of Thailand and Elvis Presley meet? And we're going to go right away to caller one. Caller, what's the answer?
1957.
1957, he says, Vila. No?
No.
Oh, so sorry, sir. Not 1957. But anyway, I do appreciate your listening, and I thank you for calling. That opens up a line at 880-KNST, 880-5678. We're going to go right to line two. Caller, what's the answer?
Hello?
Hello, you're on the air. What's the answer, sir?
Yes, I'm thinking 1974.
1974, he says. Vila, what do you say? Yes, no?
No.
No. Okay, well, you know, we do appreciate your listening, and we appreciate your calling in. Opens up a line at 880-KNST, 880-5678. So we had a guess of 1957, and we had a guess of 74. So we want to give a little hint, so we're probably closer to the first caller than we are to the second caller. Anyway, I really want to give this gift card away. Caller, what is the answer?
1972,
he says. No. So anyway, thanks for listening and thanks for calling. So let's give a little hint. We've got a lot of 1970s. We've got a couple of 1950s. Let's give a hint, Vila, for our next caller.
Lower
than 1957.
Earlier
than 1957. 880-KNST, 880-5678. Casey, do we have any more callers? Hello, caller. Hello, Kent. You're on the air. What is the answer?
Yes, it was the 66-67 Asia tour for Elvis.
The 1966-67 Asian tour. Well, the guy's obviously done some reading and some studying, but...
Yeah, it's not a correct answer, but he likes Elvis. You like Elvis, Kent, and I kind of like you.
I love Elvis, yeah, and I tell me the address where you are. I want to come see you guys and eat.
Well... Actually, can we give him the winner even if it's not the right answer?
this is your restaurant, Vila.
Kent,
yes.
You're an Elvis Congress fan, so we're on 9 East Congress, so it's on Stone and Congress. So we're going to give you the gift certificate, $25
wow.
to our restaurant. Okay,
boy, this
wow.
is your lucky
Super.
Day, sir.
And I look forward to meeting you and hosting you.
Okay, so Kent, this is what I'm going to ask you to do. You got Vila to give you the gift card, even though you were not correct with your answer, sir. But anyway, we want you to stay on the line because Casey back at the studio is going to get all your information, and we're going to mail that gift card out to you in the mail. Now, when you come in to V for the first time, I want you to introduce yourself to Vila and say, I'm the one who screwed up the answer to the question. Okay, you got it?
Absolutely.
Great. Thanks so much, Kent. Okay, thanks. So Kent's going to be your guest here. Very nice of you to do that. But he was wrong with the answer. Let's set the record straight, Vila Jarrell. When did Elvis Presley meet the King of Thailand?
1954. And we have a poster at our picture of the King of Thailand and Elvis.
And the King.
The King and the King at our restaurant. We love that era, so come check it out.
Absolutely
it's
love
a piece
it.
Piece of history.
Absolutely love it. I want to ask Chef Redmond a question. You know, we talk about, in the culinary world, we talk about center of the plate. And when you think about sort of Thai food, you know, you first go to sort of conventional Thai, which is noodles, and I love your pad seiu that you do with shrimp. I used to order at level 6, even though Chef said it only goes to 5. Mm-hmm. I said I wanted 6. What are we talking about when we're saying center of the plate Thai food?
Well, what I do here is, you know, most Thai restaurants, they will, like, you know, cut up the meat, cut up the chicken. I just, like, use fillets, like quality steak, quality seafood. Prepare it in a way that it can be on the center of the plate.
And that's what I had a New York strip here. A few months ago, which was done in a sort of a Cabernet glaze with some Thai spices. And it was the first thing that challenges your assumption of Thai food, right? Because you think, okay, great noodles, you know, wonderful flavors, but you don't expect to come to a Thai restaurant to get a beautiful, gorgeous New York strip. It blew me away, Chef.
Right. And that's part of what we battle against, like, every day. You know, people have expectations of what Thai food should be. But, you know, Thailand is a country that exists today. I mean, they're not stagnant.
Right, exactly.
They progress.
Things change. Right.
Right. And so if you're to go to Bangkok, I mean, you're not going to get something on a paper plate at every restaurant, you know?
Exactly.
You're not going to sit in a plastic chair.
Right, exactly. So,
And that's one of the things we struggle with. But, I mean, you know, it's a modern country, and they have a modern cuisine, you know, and they have adapted Western sensibilities to the cuisine.
And to the credit here, and to the credit of you and to Vila, to make this thing work and do it in a way that is so captivating all of the palates here across Southern Arizona, this beautiful baby coconut cocktail. We've got about another minute left. Vila, talk to us about this baby.
Well, that's a drink, a healthy drink, right? We talk about electrolyte replenishment in the desert. And so the juice, the fresh coconut juice, is a must-have in the desert. I mean, you see it on TV, commercials, radio, but we add a punch to it. That's the key. And that's Bob's secret recipe and his secret weapon down here.
Secret weapon.
Absolutely. He won't even tell me what it is, you know, because then he says I'll fire him.
All right. Well, anyway, Vila Jarrell, Chef Redman, I love the both of you like family. I am so excited that we could be part of your two-year anniversary in downtown broadcast. Fellow foodies, get down here right away and have an amazing Thai experience. Thanks to you both.
Thank you so much.
And to Valerie Vineyard, the show goes on. Tipsy those of you who have had too many zombies.
Sunday,
anyway, if you've missed any part of this show whatsoever, the entire show is going to be posted up on our website on themenulive.com. In the meantime, it's Matt Russell and Val Vineyard reminding you, if it's Saturday 4 to 5, it's On the Menu Live. Have a great weekend.